following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Bookish Banter, where we're going to be diving into the literary world, dissecting wild theories, and spilling all the bookish tea. I'm your host, DJ Pisces. Welcome back to episode 3. Today we're talking about something every book lover moviegoer has an opinion on. Book to movie adaptions. We've all seen the good, the bad, and the ones that divide audiences. But what actually makes an adaption work? How do some movies bring a book to life while others leave fans completely disappointed? Today we're diving into three of some of the more popular and talked about book adaptions, which also are some of my favorites. The Lord of the Rings, The Hunger Games, and Twilight. We'll be breaking down what they did right and where they took some interesting creative risks. Let's get into it. What makes a good adaption? I think that's the key question here. And honestly, I believe the key to a great adaption isn't just copying the book word for word. It's about capturing the essence of the story. For example, The Lord of the Rings made changes to the books. Characters were removed, and some plot lines were condensed. But the movie still felt exactly like Tolkien's world. They kept the heart of the story intact. The themes of friendship, courage, and the struggle against darkness. That's what mattered. Another important factor? Smart storytelling changes. A book has the luxury of internal monologues and detailed world building, but movies have to keep things visual and fast-paced. The Hunger Games handled this very well. Katniss spends a lot of the book thinking through strategies and emotions, but the films use things like facial expressions, body language, and subtle cinematography to communicate the same ideas without heavy narration. Then there's tone and atmosphere. This is something Twilight nailed, and I mean absolutely nailed. Whether you love or hate the series, the first movie perfectly captured the dreamy, mysterious, and slightly awkward romance that made the book so addictive and what we all came to know and love. It embraced the mood of the book rather than trying to make it something else. And of course, a huge part, casting. Casting is such a huge, huge thing that can make a movie great. Because a movie can have great writing, but if the actors don't fit the roles, it just doesn't work. We'll get into some examples of this later. All right, now that we've talked about what makes an adaption work, let's break down three of the biggest and most talked about book to movie adaptions, in my opinion. The Lord of the Rings, Hunger Games, and Twilight. Each of these adaptions succeeded in different ways, and they all took unique approaches to bringing their stories to the big screen. Let's start with the king of all adaptions, The Lord of the Rings. Peter Jackson's trilogy isn't just considered a great adaption, it's one of the greatest film trilogies ever made. But here's the thing. It's not a 100% faithful adaption of the books. Jackson made some major changes, like some characters like Tom Babadil were cut entirely, and Arwen's role was expanded to give her more agency in the story, and also the movies left out scouring of the Shire from Return of the King, which was a major part of the book's ending. And yet, none of these changes ruined the adaption, because the films kept the heart of Tolkien's work intact. The themes of friendship, the themes of heroism, the themes of sacrifice and the corruption of power. Another thing that made The Lord of the Rings stand out was its practical effects and world building. Instead of relying too much on CGI, which a lot of films can do, they used real locations in New Zealand, miniatures, and practical makeup to create Middle Earth. The result? The world felt real. You believed you were in the Shire. You believed in Rivendell. You believed in Mordor. Like, if you wanted to, you believed that you could go there. And of course, the casting was absolutely perfect. Like, imagine if someone other than Ian McKellen had played Gandalf. His performance became legendary, and it's hard to picture anyone else in the role. I mean, come on. The whole, like, you shall not pass line has become literally so iconic. I used to quote it for a long time. But this trilogy proved that if you respect the soul of a book and adapt it with care, even diehard fans will accept changes. It's a masterclass in how to do a book-to-film adaptation right. Now let's talk about The Hunger Games. This series had the challenge of adapting a book that's written almost entirely from Katniss's perspective, and a lot of her thoughts and strategies are internal. So, how did the films handle this? Well, instead of using a ton of voiceovers, they used visual storytelling. Jennifer Lawrence's facial expressions, small details like shaky camera movements, and silent moments of tension to show us what Katniss was thinking without spelling it out was really crucial. One of the best examples of this is the moment when Rue dies. In the book, we get all of Katniss's emotions described in detail. In the movie, there's no dialogue, but we feel her grief just from her expressions and the music. And I can say, and I bet everyone else can say, this was such a key moment in the film. And a part of me died that day when I watched that film. And I think they did such a good job at using facial expressions and using what they could visually to express what was in the book. Another smart change? Expanding scenes that we never saw in the book, but that added depth to the story. For example, we see President Snow much earlier in the films. In the books, Katniss doesn't interact with him directly until later, but the movies give us glimpses into his world, making him a stronger villain from the start. The casting was also a huge win. Jennifer Lawrence made Katniss feel like a real person. Like, genuinely, I feel like I could go meet Katniss out in the real world. Also, Josh Hutcherson's Peeta and Woody Harrelson's Haymitch were also fantastic choices that added layers to their characters. One small critique is that some fans felt the later movies, like Mockingjay Part 1 and 2, dragged a bit, especially compared to the first two films. But overall, The Hunger Games succeeded because it understood the emotional weight of the story and found smart ways to translate it on the screen. Okay, now to my favorite part, the most controversial, which I think we have a lot of separation on in today's society. Let's get into Twilight, because this one is fascinating. It's one of the most faithful book adaptions out there, but it's also one of the most polarizing. First, let's talk about what it did right. The atmosphere. The atmosphere of this book was perfectly captured. The moody, rainy Pacific Northwest setting, the slow burn romance, that awkward but intense tension between Bella and Edward, it was captured so perfectly. Also, Catherine Hardwick, the director of the first film, she made a point to keep the low budget indie feel that actually worked in its favor. The blue tinted filter that we all fell in love with, the soundtrack, and the smaller scale cinematography made it feel intimate, like you were inside Bella's head. The casting, while controversial at first, ended up being absolutely iconic. Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson embodied Bella and Edward, even if their performances were a little awkward at times. Though, to be fair, that awkwardness is exactly how their characters were in the book, so we cannot be too harsh on them about it. But here's where Twilight gets interesting. Unlike The Lord of the Rings or The Hunger Games, which had broad appeal, Twilight was made for a specific audience, fans of the book. It didn't try to be something for everyone. It knew its target audience, and it delivered exactly what they wanted. That's why even though a lot of people mocked it at the time, it still became a massive pop culture phenomenon. The movies were for the fans, and they succeeded in staying true to what those fans loved about the books. The later films, like New Moon, Eclipse, Breaking Dawn, they got bigger budgets and leaned more into the action side of things, which some fans liked, while others felt it lost a bit of the charm of the first film. Like New Moon, which is the only one I do not like that much. But it's okay. But love it or hate it, Twilight did what every book adaptation sets out to do. It brought its world to life in a way that fans could connect with it. And everyone loved it. And are we still watching it today? We are. And a lot of people were also wanting to go on road trips up to Forks and all along the Oregon coast just because of Twilight. So, looking at these three movies, we see different approaches to adaption. The Lord of the Rings made big changes but stayed true to the book's themes and world building. The Hunger Games streamlined its story by using strong visual storytelling instead of relying on narration. And Twilight, it stuck extremely close to the book, appealing directly to its core fan base. Each of them succeeded because they understood what made the book special and brought that to the screen in a way that worked for the film, which is so important. But you know, that's the key. An adaptation doesn't have to be 100% accurate to be good. It just has to capture the heart of the story and translate it into something compelling for movie audiences. Now, let's talk about what not to do. The biggest mistake an adaptation can make is straying too far from the heart of the book. Percy Jackson and the Olympians is a prime example. The movies changed the characters' ages, skipped important plot points, and ignored the humor and tone that made the book so beloved. Fans, including me, who has read these books since I was pretty young, were pretty upset. Another issue, bad pacing and unnecessary changes. Like, for example, trying to condense too much into one movie, stripping away the depth of the book, it ends up feeling rushed and generic, which is not what we want, which is not what any fans want. And I don't even see why the directors would want that. Then there's bad CGI and production choices. If a movie looks cheap or rushed, it pulls viewers out of the story, point blank. The Hobbit trilogy, which came after The Lord of the Rings, is an interesting example. It relied too heavily on CGI, making the world feel less real compared to the original trilogy, even though it was made with a bigger budget. I do think it was still good overall, but if I had to pick between the two and which was a better movie adaptation, in any format, Lord of the Rings all the way. And you know, sometimes casting just doesn't work. If an actor doesn't fit the role, it can ruin the entire experience. Like, imagine if The Hunger Games had cast someone who couldn't handle the emotional depth of Katniss. Fans would not have connected the same way. It would have been a complete mess. So, to wrap up, what makes a great adaptation? It's not about copying every single detail from the book. It's about understanding what made the book special and bringing that to life in a way that works for film. Movies like what we talked about, The Lord of the Rings, The Hunger Games, and Twilight, they all did this in different ways, but they made smart changes and respected the source material. They also created immersive worlds that fans could connect with. And now you see how that benefited them because it's still so popular to this day. They're probably some of the most widely talked about series, book-wise and movie-wise. But for every great adaptation, there's a bad one. Whether it's poor casting, rushed storytelling, or unnecessary changes, a bad adaptation can completely ruin a beloved book. Thank you for listening to episode 3. Tune in next week for episode 4 as we continue to turn the pages to our next chapter of Bookish Banter.